From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Faith Saley, and PJ O'Rourke. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, hi. My name is LP, and I'm calling from Cohoes, New York.
LP?
Yes, it's a long Greek name, so I sort of...
Now you have to give us the whole thing.
Yeah, just tell us what it is, the whole thing.
It's Loretzos Papanikolaou.
I'm hungry. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds delicious.
That's the one with spinach, right? It is true that all Greek words sound delicious.
They do. It's true. Yeah.
Well, welcome. It's nice to have you, LP.
Thank you.
You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is LP's topic?
Makeovers for everybody.
Not every company can go to Don Draper when they need to improve their image. Actually, no company can. He's fictitious. Our panelists are going to tell you a story about a company that had to revamp its public face and did it in an interesting way. Guess the real story, and you'll win Carl's voice on your voicemail. Ready to go?
Yes.
First, let's hear from Mr. PJ O'Rourke.
They brought back Twinkies. They brought back Ho-Ho's. They're bringing back Lehman Brothers. But you're saying Lehman Brothers, they went bust. They're bankrupt. They don't exist. Well, the Lehman Brothers brand name was purchased from creditors by the Wall Street Venture Capital group Blackstar. And they're repositioning Lehman Brothers as the go-to brokerage for people who own poorly performing stocks and bonds and troubled derivatives and commodity contracts. The new Lehman Brothers never leave a brother behind pitch. Are you an unsuccessful investor? We understand. Are you getting zero returns, carrying huge unsecured debt, making complex market plays that result in enormous losses? Been there, done that. Are you experiencing a financial crisis? Call Lehman Brothers, the people who invented financial crisis.
Lehman Brothers coming back as a troubled bank for people in trouble. Your next story of a burnished image comes from Faith Saley.
When you think of adult diapers, you probably think of June Allison and other folks who were born back when the incontinents were joined. A new hip diaper company called Content wants to change all that. Taking a cue from the publishing world, where young adult books are wildly popular, Content wants to make young adult diapers bestsellers. Content co-founder and CEO Sherwin Perry says he came up with the idea when he was out drinking with his buddies. As Canadians, we're too nice to say, "Excuse me, I have to relieve myself," explains Perry. Momentum is everything when it comes to meeting women. This way, guys don't have to stop a great conversation with a lady. Diapers come in fashion-forward neon colors and camouflage prints because they promise to make you feel so confidently sexy that by the end of the night, you'll want to be seen in them. Content young adult diapers have taken off through a series of viral videos that almost seem like Saturday Night Live sketches. In one online commercial, a 20-something man sweeps a woman off her feet at a bar and takes her home. As they start to undress, she catches a glimpse of his diapers decorated with maple leaves. And she whispers, "Brings new meaning to, did you bring protection?" Another ad shows a man cajoling his late night date, "Do you really have to go?" And she purrs, "I already did."
Adult diapers getting a makeover as young adult diapers. And your last story of extreme image improvement comes from Mo Rocca.
I love you, you love me, right this way to cell block C. Don't be surprised to hear that at Asahikawa Prison, Japan's only prison with a mascot. The cuddly 6-foot-6-inch mascot named Katakuri-chan has a big square face, an enormous purple flower for hair, and wears a warden's uniform. Adorbs. Quote, Prisons have this image of being isolated places, surrounded by imposing gray walls, says one of the prison's publicists, and people tend to consider them unwelcome in their neighborhood. Well, this mascot is already making a difference. At the prison's annual fair, and doesn't every prison have an annual fair? Katakuri-chan was a huge hit with kids and cons. The town hopes to make its prison a place you'll want to get into.
So, let's review your choices here, LP. From PJ O'Rourke, you heard about somebody trying to revive the brand of the failed bank Lehman Brothers. From Faith Saley, how adult diapers are being rebranded as young adult diapers. Or from Moraka, a Japanese prison improves its image by getting a big cuddly mascot. Which of these is the real story of a rebranding attempt?
Do you have to have a fourth choice?
No, I'm afraid. I'm afraid we're fresh out.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I take a shot. I go with three.
Three. Okay, you're going to go with Mo's story. Well, to find out the correct answer, we spoke to someone familiar with the truth.
I think that the mascot, when they're putting on this friendly air, and you know it's a prison, a lot of people here are going to think that really bad things are going on there.
That was Ira Kalb from the USC Marshall School of Business about the Japanese prison that has, in fact, gotten themselves a mascot. So congratulations, you did get it right, LP. Well done, you earned a point for Mo, and you have won our prize, Carl's voice on your voicemail. Well done.
Thank you, guys. Keep up the good work.
We
Thank
will.
You.
Bye-bye.
On July the 2nd, 1953, I was serving time for armed robbery. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. Heard a whistle blow, and I heard